Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health and wellness, with host, board-certified nutrition and wellness practitioner, Martina DeGoof, and co-host, Kimberly Briggs. Together with expert guests, they bring you the very best in holistic health and wellness. Your comments and feedback are important to us. To speak to the host, call 914-338-0741. That's 914-338-0741. Now here is Martina DeGoof.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. I'm your host, Martina DeGoot, and my special guest today is Catherine Aduni of Aduni Natural Grocers in Griffin, Georgia. We are continuing with our series on women's health today. Last week's special guests were Barbara Cozart and her husband, Doug Cozart. And they shared their experiences on both natural birth and prenatal nutrition. Now, before we hear from Catherine, I just want to say that the information on this show is not intended to treat any disease or illness, and you should seek the advice of your physician or healthcare provider. Catherine was on the show in April, prior to her grand opening. Welcome back, Catherine. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. Thank you, Martina.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I, as I was sharing with you a little earlier, it's sunny in Atlanta. Oh, awesome. We haven't seen much sun since, this summer. It's been raining quite a bit. Now
it's kind of peaking out this morning. It's peaking, but it's coming up.
It's coming up. Awesome. I'm just praying it will be a gorgeous day today. Now, there is so much to your story that I am going to ask you just to share with us how you got started, what made you choose Griffin to open Aduni Natural Grocers, what Aduni Natural Grocers is all about, and just share with us your story.
Well, I started maybe around a couple of years ago where I noticed that my health was declining, and in my mid-30s, I just thought it was way too soon for me to be experiencing those symptoms, and I started to realize that it was more of a learned behavior from my family, the way that I ate, so I started to try to discover ways in trying to recover my health. And I think we spoke about my kidneys started declining. I started having low potassium issues, heart palpitations. So I just started to take back my health step by step. It was a good journey. It was a lot of education because, like I said, it was a learned behavior. So a lot of the ways that I was used to eating, I had to let go of. So I just started seeking out people that were already in that type of environment where they were more available to teaching me how to eat in that way. So I have several people that I approached about that, and they were awesome with giving me the information that I needed. And with the Aduni Natural Grocers, it was kind of a calling because I never expected to open a store like this. What happened was the person that I leased my store from, I was helping their family with certain herbs that I was just finding out about or encountering. And he offered me a deal that I could not refuse, which was a 6-month free lease. And I decided to go ahead and open up a store. And then discovering that Griffin didn't really have anything available to them, being that I used to travel all the way to Whole Foods, Seven Nanda, the DeKalb's Farmers Market, which was like maybe 45 minutes to an hour away. So I decided to open something here that was local to kind of give back to the urban communities.
That's awesome. And when you said 6 months free lease, that is an awesome incentive. Wow.
That's why I said it was more of a calling because
yes.
I never would have thought that I would be doing a business like this, although I'm very grateful to be where I'm at. I'm happy with, you know, the choice that I've made to leave my corporate job of Comcast and actually step on a new platform and a new arena of health and healing. So I'm very grateful.
And that is, I could say it's a divine, it was a divine setup because, you know, this is such a powerful calling that you have. And, you know, it's interesting how through our trials, especially with health, because that's how I got started in this journey almost 11 years ago through severe health and then health problems and then, you know, having overcome. And again, like yourself, you go through that learning process of trying to heal your body. And as a result of that, it becomes a passion and a powerful new journey. So that's awesome. Yeah. Now, there is just so much about you, Catherine. Wow. Now, I don't want to get off the topic of, because we're talking about nutrition for life.
Yes.
But just I know you've done so many different things, and you also were the, I don't know if you still are, but owner of a Fireball Record production and Caribbean label.
Yeah, well, that's how it started. I created Aduni Music Management, and where I was managing two artists in Jamaica, Sugar Roy and Conrad Crystal. And it was very fun. I enjoyed it. It was a learning experience. I've had to kind of cut loose from that with Progeny the Store. So I started off that way. And then I said, you know, we can actually make this a little bit bigger, because with the music is healing as well. But, you know, overall, mind, body, and spirit, I decided I wanted to kind of incorporate all of this together. So that's how we began.
That's awesome. And also, you also created Arts for Autism for your son. Talk a little bit about
that.
Yes. Rio, right? Correct?
Yes, Rio, yeah. My son is 15 years old, and he was diagnosed with autism when he was 3 years old. And I was under the impression, and still am, that it had to do something with the immunization that he took. It was a new immunization that they released back in 1998 in Savannah, Georgia, and they handed out pamphlets stating that this was a new immunization and, you know, just giving the parents the risk and concerns or questions and answers. And I went ahead and let him take the vaccination, and then probably about 2 days or 3 days later, I seen a drastic change in him where he wasn't looking straight at me. He started to not crawl anymore. He was around 18 months old, so he was already crawling and trying to stand up on his own, but he kind of declined in a lot of behaviors that he was developing before he took that shot. So I decided to really set out and try to do a lot of research and found out there was a lot of other mothers out there that way too. But along the way, my son started to develop a very great passion for art, and it was very easy to him, very natural, where he could look at people and draw them just by seeing them. And I started to want to cultivate that a little bit more and started to reach out to a lot of other parents, and so we started the Arts for Autism program, which we're going to relaunch. We've been kind of busy with the store, but we're going to start to relaunch probably next year in January.
That's awesome. Now, tell us about Aduni Natural Grocers. What type of services, products do you have there? And when did you officially open? Because I know you were on the show in April. When was your grand opening, and what have you been doing since, and how can, you know, people actually reach your location? And just a little bit more about what you're doing there.
Okay, Aduni Natural Grocers is actually created to be more of a local shop for the community around here. Back in March, it was released that Griffin was the unhealthiest city in Georgia. Our obesity rates were much higher, diabetes was much higher, high dropout rates. Overall, we just really was low on the scale as far as communities go. So it was kind of, like you said, divine that I would be considering opening a store here, much more of a calling. So we decided to kind of put together a store that kind of catered to everybody in the community and just listened to what everybody was interested in or wanted to learn about or were already taking or using. So we started to kind of build our inventory around the people in the community. So we offer a lot of vegan and vegetarian, gluten-free groceries. We'll have local organic natural fruits and veggies. We also do a lot of cleanses and detoxes. We have loose herbs, a lot of loose herb tea blends, where you can come into the store and we have the tea blends for diabetes, cancer, prostate. We're ordering over 20 to 25 different herbal blends, which are compiled with maybe 19 to 25 different herbs in one. They're very effective. I encourage anyone to come by and just try it. We do give out fruit samples, so you can taste it before you buy it. We also offer alkaline water, and I test all of my water just to check the pH balance to make sure it's suitable. And you can also, if you want to get your water checked and it's been said that it's alkaline, you're welcome to come in. I have the pH strips to test it for you. And we have no processed foods. We'll be doing healthy demonstrations. And I also want to, this is my baby here. We have a female coming in by the name of Tiffany Janae, and she's a yoga instructor, nutritionalist, and she'll start coming in September to do classes every Thursday. So I'm very excited about that for the women here in Griffin. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been that long since, you got started and already so much is happening. I am very proud of you. That's awesome. Yeah.
I'm very excited. I'm very blessed that it's taken off the way that it has. So, yes, I'm very happy.
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of the products that you're carrying in the store, you actually connected with from, Kirsten, who was on the show, earlier in, I think it was March or February, March. So that was a nice connection, and I know you have her vinaigrette, Kay's vinaigrette in the store as well. So I wish you were closer, though. I am way on the other side, but I'm going to get over to see you. But, these are stores. A store like yours, a grocer like yours, is needed in every community.
Yes, it really is. And I want to plug some of the other stores. I know that, we have to be strategic with our places where we operate. And I think Boxcar Grocers is another store that's right off of Peter Street in Atlanta, Georgia. He's been somewhat of a mentor to me, Alfonso, here at this store. So I definitely want to put that in there, Boxcar Grocers in Atlanta, Georgia. So,
do something similar to what you do? Is it
sorta. He's actually getting ready. I think he has a yoga program in his store called OM, and very similar. He has all organic, non-gluten products as well. So he's an organic store.
Okay, awesome. Wow. Now, you mentioned that you're starting a program that's named after it's called the Julius Rosenthal Program. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, it's Julius Rosenwald, back in 1912, was actually on the board of committees at Tuskegee Institute, and Booker T. Washington approached him to start building six schools in Alabama back in 1912, and they did, and it was a success. And so they decided to go forward, and they actually built over, 4,000 schools for African Americans, for the advancement of African Americans, surrounded around agriculture. And down in Griffin, I discovered a gem. I found a school that's still totally intact, wonderful, like a time capsule that they built back in 1929, I believe. And it's land all around that school, at least 10 acres. And I was wondering what was going on with it, because it's no notoriety there or anything suggesting that that's the Rosenwald School. I just found out from the preservation department that it was. So I had Ms. Sirinat come down from the preservation department and get with the alumni of the former school. And we're actually on our way to getting the school nominated as a national treasure.
Oh,
so we
want to
put it on the register and put it on the map. And that's what we're working on now, to get it revived and, you know, get it functioning again for that community over there.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned 10 acres. Are you going to do any type of organic farming around it, or is it going to remain pretty much?
That is our vision. We actually submitted a plan, a business plan, to the county, Spalding County in Griffin. So we're waiting to hear back from them. So please keep us in your prayers. We're hoping that we can do some organic farming over there and have some classes for the kids, because it's adjacent to one of the schools, which is no less than probably 20 feet away from a school called AZ Kelsey. The school is actually meant for kids that are struggling in high school, that may look like they're not going to graduate, so they send the kids to those schools. So we're hoping that we can work out a program with them where they can come over and learn how to garden as well, and take part of some of the programs that we're going to offer in the future.
That would be awesome. We are going to take a short break, and we will be back with more of Catherine off Aduni Natural Grocers.
Yes.
Welcome to Healthy Explosion's Global Holistic Online Nutrition Training and Coaching Programs, the ultimate in individual health and wellness empowerment, offering state-of-the-art virtual classrooms with live instructor-led course experiences, individual and group programs, and CEU-approved courses. No travel, no stress, no hassle. Available from any location. Ideal for employee wellness program with tried, tested, and proven results. If you are ready to take control of your health, understand nutrition for your individual needs, understand your lab test results, and the signals to determine imbalances within your body, as well as the art of eating for good digestive health, then this program is for you. So, take your health to the next level. Sign up for one of our courses today. Still not convinced? Request a free 30 minutes Skype consultation with a specialist, or email programs@healthyexplosion.com.
Welcome back to the Healthy Explosion Show. Today's topic is Organic for Life, and we're continuing with our series on women's health. And my special guest today is Catherine Aduni of Aduni Natural Grocers in Griffin, Georgia. Welcome back, Catherine.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening, everybody.
You are so, so welcome. Now, can you share some of the tips you gave when you were here on the show in April for those interested in starting organic gardens? You mentioned Scout for Land that the city owns. Can you elaborate on that, just in case there's anyone that may be interested wherever they are in doing something like that?
Yes, it is an updated website that I do not have right now, but I will contact the Planning and Zoning Department to get that and actually forward it over to you so you can put it on your website. But okay. every county has what you call a land bank, where houses that go into foreclosure or land that taxes were not paid on, the county or the city manages it, and they offer it for a very affordable rate. So always look into the county. You can actually Google land banks in your county that you're looking for, and it'll probably come up. But if you locate that land, it's a lot of opportunities there where you can actually get grants to farm. And we spoke I think the last time we spoke about it was a Start to Farm program that the USDA offers. So there's a lot of different grants out there. If you're wanting to start organic farming, they're very supportive of it.
That's awesome. Now, in terms of the USDA, would they just go to the USDA website? Is there a specific option
mm-hmm.
on the website, or that would
yes.
specify the Start to Farm program?
Yes, if you go to the USDA.gov, it is a link there where it will take you to a lot of the programs that they have, and Start to Farm should be on the main page for different type of programs for grants. So, yes, it's on the USDA.gov website.
Okay. That's awesome. Now, for those who maybe are not in the area where they can get to a Dooney Natural Grocers, or they may have nothing in that particular area in terms of the that type of store, there are other options for organic foods. Like, for instance, mm-hmm. So if you're having trouble locating organic produce, you can have certified produce delivered to your doorstep by companies that partner with local farmers to bring you the freshest products from around your particular local area. Now, an example of such a delivery service, I know there's one in, I'd say, my particular area. They call it Fresh Harvest. I think if you Google freshharvestdelivered.com, you'd actually locate them. And so they're one of those delivery services that would actually bring the produce right to you. And that's great because you have people, they may be elderly or shut in, you know, people who are not able to get out and around. And as long as you can access the internet, or maybe even if you're not able to access the internet, I'm sure they have numbers, but you can select based on your needs. Like if you're single, then you may only need a small package, but they have different packages. So it's really, really a great way if you're not able to find, you know, organic produce in your area. This is be a good way of getting it delivered right to your door. And you could just go online and Google organic produce home delivery services along with your city or state or even country, and you should receive a listing of services within your area. And as I mentioned before, they provide options a lot of times for any budget and, of course, family size. And some are starting as little as $25. And this is not something you have to do continuously. I think you just order as needed. So this is really great. And even if you're a captain, which just is really interesting, you know, I traveled. I was in Europe, in London, UK, earlier. I think right after the show, shortly, a few weeks after
wow.
you were on the show. I was gone for a while and actually broadcast from there as well. And, you know, they're, I think, light years ahead of us in terms of organic farming and so forth. But mm-hmm. it's interesting, but they actually have the same type of service, and, you know, where you can have those organic foods delivered to your door. And so when I spoke with the, you know, representative from the company, actually mentioned that they have been there for 25 years. So
wow.
this isn't something that recently happened in the last 5 to 10 years. And this particular company, they're called Able and Cole. So that's A-B-L-E and A-N-D C-O-L-E. So you can actually Google them to any of my UK listeners if you're not aware, because sometimes you can be in a community and not be aware of the services. So while there are plenty available spots for organic foods in the UK, you can actually have it delivered to your door. So this is really awesome as well, you know, because we really need to look at eating organic foods. I think there was
yeah.
a news, I think, I saw somewhere on the news online where they were talking about the five foods you shouldn't eat, and strawberries was one of them. And they're not saying that strawberries is not good. They're just saying that it's laced with pesticides. So there are certain
mm-hmm.
foods like, you know, your strawberries, apples, you know, quite a few different ones,
mm-hmm,
like grapes,
mm-hmm.
you know, berries. These are things that, you know, you're not peeling. You're just washing, and they're going directly into your system, into your stomach. So you want to make sure that at least for those foods that you are, you know, getting organic produce, fruits
mm-hmm,
and vegetables. And what better Right. What better way, if you're not able to find a competitively priced at the supermarket, or then, you know, trying one of these services would be great. Now, if you're in the Griffin area, go on over to Haduni Natural Grocers. But if you're not, then, you know, these are great ways of, you know, being able to locate organic fruits and vegetables. What have you noticed? Because I remember you talking about a pastor when you were on in April that you were either partnering with, or they were going to start. It was very excited about you being there. Any development in that area, or have you noticed a difference with in terms of the overall health? You know, of the,
I have. I've noticed a difference as far as the interest of health. I have a lot of people that come in and talk about what they've just been diagnosed with. Just had a gentleman walk in a couple of days ago and said he was diagnosed with liver cancer and wanted to know what herbs and what he could do to kind of turn that around. So I do see people are more interested now in taking back their health. As far as the churches go, we had a little delay with our opening, so we had to kind of put everything back a little bit further to kind of support the store's opening. But we definitely are still in communication, and hopefully we'll be able to start a program with them. And the one that we wanted to start was actually having some type of nutritional demonstrations for the churches, where they can actually will actually provide everything they need for their fast that they're starting, you know, in whatever time of the year that they're going to be doing them. So we just want to actually support the churches around here that are doing fasting. I know one of the most popular ones was the Daniel Fast, and we're getting together now a program that we can start launching to the churches in the community.
Oh, that's awesome. Great idea. Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm very
proud of everyone. Everybody's taking their health back, Martina.
That's the key.
Everybody's becoming more conscious. Yeah.
That is the key. Because, you know, this says that educated consumer is the best customer. It's the same thing with our bodies. Once you decide to be educated about your body, and that's what I do, you know, I like to teach and coach people about, you know, how the body functions and making changes, you know, that's going to affect them positively throughout their, you know, throughout their lives, or, you know, if there are anything going on, you know, things such as high blood pressure and even type 2 diabetes, you know, there's so many lifestyle diseases that, you know, if once a person decides to take back their life and make changes, it's remarkable. You're living proof, I'm living proof, and there are millions of others that have actually experienced the benefit of taking back their life. So it's awesome. Take back your life. Take back your health. Take back your life.
And there's some very great herbs out there for women that I encourage them to look up, and I'll send to you a little bit later, and maybe you can put those on your site. Aloe vera is very good for women. It helps to kind of relax cramps if you're having any cramps or muscle tension. Musta, M-U-S-T-A, is used to treat menstrual disorders such as, you know, menstrual cramping or irritability, menstrual pain, retention of water. Ashwagandha is one of the best things women can get out there, and dandelion. So I'll send a list of maybe 10 different herbs that are good for women and 10 that's good for men a little bit later today that you can post on there.
Awesome. Now, we are just about at the end of the show. 30 minutes has just gone by. Catherine, I have to have you back on the show. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Healthy Explosion Show. If you're wanting to locate Catherine online, it's adunynaturalgrocers.com, correct?
Yes, and we're also on Facebook.
Facebook and Twitter, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. Enjoy the day. Everyone have a wonderful, hopefully dry and sunny weekend. Okay, God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health. Join us on Saturdays live at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Visit HealthyExplosionShow.com for information about the show, listen to archive shows, read our online newsletter, visit the Marketplace section for holistic products and services, and advertise your products and services. Don't forget to follow Healthy Explosion Show on Twitter and Facebook.